He's Major Deadman. He is a star quarterback and star wrestler for the Freeport Pretzels. He's in his senior year right now, getting ready to head downstate to compete for a state championship in wrestling at the 170-pound weight class. Major currently is at 31-1 this season, and he's the second seed according in Class 2A, according to Illinois Mapmen. Major, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
We're doing good. So what's the plan? I mean, when do you take off for heading downstate? Later on today or tomorrow morning, or how's it all go?
We're going to take off tonight, actually, so we get down there and we get good rest. We got to weigh in at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, so yeah.
And how many guys from Freeport are going down? I know you have quite a few.
Five.
Okay. Is that one of the biggest groups of wrestlers from Freeport to go to state in school history?
Yes, sir. That's the most we ever had. So
that's awesome. Well, kind of run me a little bit through your season. I mentioned that you're 31-1. It can't be much better than 31-1. Give me your assessment of how satisfied you are to this point of how your season's gone, and does it match what you expected?
In the beginning of the season, you know, it was fun. You know, we had a close-knit family. You know, we still are. It's an exciting season, you know. In the beginning, you know, we go through rough times. We get to feel each other out, and, you know, we get to just have fun with each other. And I attended the Dvorak tournament and received a loss there. And that was my first loss of the season. So, you know, from there, I've just been working hard in the wrestling room. These guys have been pushing me in the wrestling room, which I call my brothers. And they've been having my back ever since. So, you know, this postseason run, you know, I'm just looking forward to whatever comes. We're just taking one match at a time, and I'm just looking forward to the next experience.
So Randy was telling me a little bit before the show that last year a shoulder injury kind of detracted from or ended your season early at state last year, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what, you know, I have had a shoulder incident since I'm five. Those it's hard for those to go away. How is the shoulder, and has that been a factor at all this year?
Shoulder's fine. Last year, like you said, I received a shoulder injury in the semifinal match of state series. You know, I just been working out with my trainer. You know, just getting my arm strong, you know. Nothing's been painful about it. I haven't really thought about it.
You didn't adjust. You haven't adjusted your wrestling style to protect it at certain points?
Oh no, sir. I just let it fly. And whatever happens, happens.
Because, you know, I had friends in high school who were wrestlers, and they said if they knew somebody was hurt, they would target. Right?
Right. Yeah,
I mean, it's a brutal sport, right? You want to make sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is it your right shoulder or left?
Right shoulder.
So it's your throwing arm then, huh?
Yeah.
So that didn't affect you, though, in football, obviously.
No.
All right, that's good. Hey, how many pins do you have this year?
How many pins?
Yeah.
I probably have, like, 24.
So 24 of your 31 wins. And you mentioned your one loss was at the Dvorak. Was that a wrestler from Illinois, or was that an out-of-state wrestler that beat you?
Out-of-state wrestler from Ohio.
Okay. So obviously you're not going to face him this weekend. You don't have to worry about him.
So the number one seed, have you ever wrestled him before?
Never wrestled him before, but I'm looking forward to it this weekend.
Do you know what his name is? I looked this up. It's Alex Kramer of Grays Lake Central. Do you know much about him, his style? Have you seen him at all? Or?
Well, actually, me and him used to wrestle with each other in middle school. We wrestled in middle school duels together. I know he's a talented kid. He's a tough wrestler. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to that competition and wrestling that competition this weekend.
So, is there a family thing going on here, too? Because your dad finished second in 92,
yes,
and your best so far is third. So is there any trash talk in the Deadman family about that?
Yes, sir, all the time. when I received third, he was like, I'm still the best Deadman in the house. And, you know, he's right. You know, that's one of my goals, to, you know, place first and, you know, be able to talk trash to him, you know, talking about I'm the best Deadman in the house. So we'll see this weekend.
All these results are on the IHSA site, so I went and looked it up. And your dad in the championship match did get clobbered 22-5.
Yes, sir.
But then I also looked up who he lost to, and this is a guy who won like three consecutive NCAA titles. So we kind of got to give him a pass.
Right.
So now, do you settle this at home at all? I mean, is there ever a time where you just kind of like slide the card or the coffee table away in the middle of the living room floor and just decide this kind of like you know, Rocky and Apollo after when nobody's watching? You and your dad go at it?
Oh, yes, sir. That's all the time. We always wrestle in the house. And my mom is always yelling at us. She's always mad. She's always yelling, don't get my baby hurt, you know, don't do nothing stupid. But, you know, me and my dad were competitive.
Wait,
we love being around
for
each other.
Hold on.
You know she's rooting for Major, not for Dad.
She's always rooting for me.
You know, we talked about the shoulder situation, and that actually hit you in your freshman year, correct? You got hurt your freshman year, and was that the shoulder also?
Yes, sir. Freshman year happened earlier in the season at the DeVore tournament. I actually injured my shoulder 3 times in a row at the DeVore tournament.
So I'm surprised you've been wrestling it this year. Might as well stay away. That seems like the jinx of your career right now is the Dvorak.
Yeah, I thought this year would be, you know, a different year, but obviously not.
Well, I'm just wondering then, because, I mean, you lost your freshman year, and basically you got you know, screwed out of your junior year last year. You finished third as a sophomore, but last year, as you continue to obviously try to climb that ladder, you got it taken away from you by the injury. This is your last shot. So, I mean, do you go into it with any kind of different mindset, or are you trying not to get too caught up in the emotion of, I got to get this first, and this is my last chance to get it, and fate has kind of hurt me in the past?
You know, I don't think about it too much. I just take one match at a time. Like I said, this is my last year. Just looking to perform my best that I ever had and leave it all on the mat, honestly. I'm confident in what I do and how the style I wrestle, and that's what I've been doing all season up to this point. So I'm just looking forward to it, you know, just wrestling my match, not really make it anything bigger than it is, and just have a good time and enjoy this moment.
Now, do you look ahead? I mean, maybe I'm sure you do. You know who you're going to wrestle tomorrow in your first match, but do you guys kind of plot and plan out ahead to see who you might meet in the second, third, fourth round? And if so, have you met any of these guys? Have you had success against them?
I looked at the bracket a couple times. In my eyes, I mean, I'm just taking it one match at a time. You know, I'm not really, you know, keying on, you know, who I have to be, who's, you know, going to be the top person to beat. I'm just taking it one match at a time, and whoever I have to go against, I'm going to wrestle my best and just leave my best performance out there.
And if you finish with the state title, first of all, how's that going to feel? How much relief is that going to be? And secondly, what does that do then as far as bragging rights with Dad? Or you guys got any kind of side bets going on, everything like that?
It's going to feel great. You know, all this hard work that I've been putting in through the years of wrestling, I feel like I've been wrestling truly my whole life, and, you know, up to this point is the biggest point of my career right here, my senior year. So to win a state championship, it'll mean the world to me. I definitely give the glory to God. Thank him most of all, because without him, I'm not in this position. And then once I get that state championship, I'm definitely rub it in his face a little bit.
Now, does Dad have, like, a trophy somewhere that you can kind of, like, take off the mantle and put yours in place of it, or a medal or something like that?
No, we separate our trophies. He keeps his upstairs, and I keep mine downstairs in my room. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it's time to move yours upstairs where everybody can see it, not just hidden in your room.
Yes, sir.
Hey, one last question for you, as far as your future now, and maybe I've missed this. Have you committed anywhere as far as either football or wrestling? And I saw that you got to play in the All-Star game as a safety. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
I mean, what is your future as far as sports are concerned? If it's football, will it be quarterback or safety? What's coming up?
So I won't be making any decisions until after wrestling season. I figured that was best for me, so I can just focus on this season and enjoy this season. I haven't decided if I want to do football or wrestling. You know, I'm just taking each option in consideration. I also have a lot of academic scholarships that I'm looking into, and, you know, I'm just taking one opportunity at a time and just taking what I have and enjoying the moment. So, you know, I'm just weighing out all my options, and I'll be deciding after wrestling.
What then will be maybe some of the deciding factors? Will it be if you prefer football over wrestling, or will it be the bigger, if it's a scholarship, the bigger financial, or is it all about being close to home? Or, I mean, what are some of the deciding factors when you make that decision?
I guess my biggest thing is making sure the college is the best fit for me. Like, I'm most comfortable down there. And then financially, you know, just making sure it's the right fit for me all around. For college, I want to go to study biology, so make sure that it has my academic interest, and then just making sure that I feel comfortable to stay there for the next 4 years of my life.
Now, just before we interviewed Michaela Schmelzer of Harlem, she's playing two sports. She's playing soccer and women's basketball at UAB-Milwaukee. Is that even a consideration to try to be a two-sport athlete? And if so, well, that I'm sure it's going to limit where you could probably go, or are you going to have to decide just to pick one or the other?
Yes, sir. I thought about it. I truly did. But I think doing two sports and then trying to study biology is just going to be too much.
Yeah.
Sports in college itself is like a job. So I feel like I'm just going to pick one and then be able to study my major too.
And if you had a preference, do you know which would it be, football or wrestling?
No, I don't have a preference. I love both. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, he's Major Devin, getting ready to go downstate, down in Champaign this weekend, wrestling for a state title at the 170-pound weight class. As I said, he comes in with the second seed in Class 2A. So, Major, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.